The year was 1964, and for Port Adelaide and South Australian footballer Jeff Motley, it was a year to remember in more ways than one, as if winning his state's highest individual football honour, the McGarry Medal, wasn't enough. Jeff's wife Gaynor presented him with a bouncing baby boy. His name was Peter Mark Motley, and in years to come, he was destined to carry on the family football tradition. Although Jeff's playing days came to an end in 1966, his young son was to learn the ropes as Dad moved to North Adelaide, and then when he returned to Port Adelaide, this time as a selector. The sight of the fair-haired youngster amongst the giants of the game became a familiar one, and the lessons he learned obviously sunk in. At primary school, he quickly stamped himself as a lad with out-of-the-ordinary ability to earn his first state selection. His next honour was bestowed in the under-16 competition, when once again he was afforded the honour of state representation. It was an honour to which Peter Motley would become quite accustomed. It was while attending Blackwood High School that Peter's senior football career began to take shape. He captained the Sturt under-17 team, and in 1981 was judged South Australia's best in the Teal Cup Carnival. The following year, the young man who was to become known as Motts, both to his teammates and army of supporters, began his senior career in league ranks. He was chosen in the Sturt 20 to play Glenelg, and after a somewhat tentative start, he performed extremely well in the second half. And although built more like a wingman, Motley showed superb skills. He had a magnificent pair of hands, was a real terrier on the ground, and a wonderful kick. Perhaps more importantly, he was scrupulously fair. His voting in the McGarry Medal tells the story. 20 votes in his first year in 1982, 16 in 83, 18 in 84, and 51 under the two-umpire system in 1985 to be runner-up to West Adelaide's Grantley Filkey. How the situation had changed in the Motley family. Now it was Dad following his son. The state selectors also recognised Motley in rewarding him with 6 state Guernseys, and one of those performances will long be remembered. In a State of Origin match against Victoria in 1985, he curbed the mercurial Gary Ablett, who eventually had to be taken from the ground. It was midway through 1985 that Motts and his great mate, Port Adelaide youngster Craig Bradley, decided it was time to have a crack at the big league, the VFL. With guidance from Jeff, the two boys found themselves at Prince's Park, home of the powerful Carlton Blues team. Together, they shared a house in the Melbourne suburb of Ivanhoe, and from there, ate, drank and slept football. And so after 92 games with Sturt, Victorian football fans were about to get a taste of football, Motley style. And one of his first traits that showed out at Prince's Park was his enthusiasm. If training was scheduled for 4 o'clock, Motts was on the track at 10 to 4. His big day came on April the 5th, 1986. It was then, in the number 2 Guernsey for Carlton, he played his first senior game against the Richmond Tigers. Peter Motley had arrived. Although frustrated by an ankle injury, he spent most of his first VFL season on a half-back flank, but coach Robert Walls wasn't afraid to give him a run on the ball or play him in the key centre-half-back position. It was towards the end of the 86 season that a fully fit Peter Motley really began to blossom, and so too did Carlton. They blitzed Hawthorn in the second semi-final to go straight into the grand final. And so Motley, in his first year of VFL, was one of the chosen 20 selected to run out onto the MCG on that one day in September. Sadly for Carlton, that day belonged to Hawthorn, who were just too good on the day. But as far as Peter Motley and Craig Bradley were concerned, if this is VFL football, we'll take as much as we can get. And so to 1987, and after a sound pre-season, Motts played the first 6 games. But his world was shattered driving home from Thursday night training on May the 7th when he was involved in a car accident which nearly took his life. Since then, Motley has had to call on his unyielding spirit which so often characterised his performances on the football field. It's yet another challenge we know he'll conquer. Carlton Football Club Executive Director Ian Collins best sums up Peter Motley the footballer. He is a wonderful person to have at the club. He's totally dedicated, a non-drinker, a non-smoker, a young man who wants to learn and play to the best of his ability, and we all know he has plenty of that. He is respected by everyone, and apart from all that, he is a coach's dream. From everybody involved in sport, players and supporters alike, good luck, Motts, and we look forward to seeing you soon.